Dear friends in Christ, as you know, today we celebrate a very important feast, the feast of two great apostles, Saints Philip and James. And as we know, Pope Pius XII in his wisdom translated this feast to this day in order to place Saint Joseph at the beginning of the month, first of the month, and to teach us the importance of working out our salvation in fear and trembling, as sacred scripture tells us. With regards to these two particular saints, we know that the breviary tells us today that through the gospel, the conversation with our Lord and Saint Philip in particular, we know that these two apostles went to their appointed place in order to preach the sacred scriptures, and that at the appointed time, to preach the mission of our divine Lord, at the appointed time, they died for the true faith. And it's important to know that in the breviary it tells us that specifically St. James, at the age of 96 years old, and I don't think there's anyone here at Mass today that old, was thrown down from the temple, had his legs broken, and then his head smashed in, and died for the faith that way. And I share that information with you because as we have the opportunity to attend each Mass, we should always ask ourselves the question or challenge ourselves, how can I walk away from Mass loving God more each time that I attend Holy Mass? The reason I say that is because where is love found when you're falling down from the temple? Where is love found when you're having your head smashed in and dying for the faith? And the answer to that question is it's found in the love of truth. Because in the Gospel today, there's the dialogue between our Lord and St. Thomas and then our Lord and St. Philip. And our Lord says to St. Thomas and the rest of the apostles, I am probably, well, there are many beautiful words, but the beautiful words that our Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when we think about even last Sunday, where the apostles were sad, and our Lord says, you're sad that I leave you, but it's expedient for you that I leave. For when I leave, the Spirit of truth will come to you. The last words of the gospel, full of grace and truth. Our Lord says, those that are of the truth, hear my voice. And so I say that to you young children here, especially at Mass today, because what you should keep in mind in attending a Catholic school is that you're here for the truth. There's lots of lies out in the world, lots of deception. We live in the age of the lie. Children are being lied to in public school in many, many ways. And so St. James suffered the death that he did for our Lord because he loved the truth. And so when you ask yourself the question, how come I'm in a bad mood today, or I don't feel that good, or how come I don't love God as I should, because maybe I'm ill, or I don't feel well, or I'm not in a good mood, or I'm not getting any consolations, I've got a lot of internal struggles and anxiety and frustration, all of which none of us can see about each other, but we have inside. And we ask the question, where is the love of God in that? And it's found in the love of the truth. And it's interesting because in 2 Thessalonians, which is a book for our time, as all scriptures are, but in particular, St. Paul says, because they loved lying in that time, meaning now. People who liked or loved lies and deception, God sent them the operation of error, which is a time of deception. And that's the time we live in now. So I'd especially say to you children, remember our Lord gave us the parable of the prodigal son. And what was that about? A man had two sons, and one of the sons said, give me my money, I want to go out into the world. What happened? He went. He was in the world. He found that it was empty. He had all of his sin. And he came back to his Father. Because he found out it was deception. It's a lie. It's not what it's all propped up to be. And I tell you that because as young children, as you get older, you're going to have the temptation of the world. And in order to see through it and to say, no, thank you, I'm not going down that path, you need the truth. And not just have it in front of you, but to love the truth. To actually say, I'm convicted in my mind to love the truth. Because as I said, I don't think there's anyone here today that's 96 years of age. But St. James loved the truth so much that when he was thrown off the temple and he died for the truth, he prayed for his enemies and he loved them. And so that's very important because today, in this day and age, this age of deception, people are caught up in that because they aren't convicted in loving the truth. And this is so very important, as our Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, it's very important again, we celebrate this feast day today. This feast day is 2,000 years old. These saints lived 2,000 years ago. And how beautiful that is when we consider the history of our holy Catholic faith. Recently, I spoke to two young Mormon men, door knocking, doing their thing. And I said to them, how old is your church? It was founded in the year 1830 by a man who was murdered and never rose from the dead because he's not God. Christ, who founded our church, died 2,000 years ago on the cross. And as you know, right before us here, he rose from the dead. Because he is the truth. And if you stick close to the truth, you will not be deceived by the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son.